everyone who has shown up here today, and staff, and as well as our new board member, Chip.
Thank you.
At this time, the first item on our agenda is approval of the minutes for the July 28, 2015 meeting. The minutes have been previously distributed to the board members. There are no additions or corrections. I would entertain a motion.
I shall move.
Second.
I move that we approve those minutes. Please vote at this time. I'll just state that my understanding is the votes won't show up on the screen today, so I will state the votes following each vote today.
You have Growling to assist in this morning, Constance?
Yes. For some reason, I got left. I may not be working either.
Time being, let's go ahead and move forward with the agenda. All those in favor, please raise your right hand. And that's unanimous vote to approve the minutes. We're going to change the regular agenda items around today just a little bit. My understanding is that agenda item number 42008 Grove Point Road has requested a continuance to next month to have time to discuss this matter further with staff. And that's typically, there's no objections to that, but I'd like to ask at this time if there's anyone from the public who prefers to be heard today or has some objection to that continuance or seeing how things play out. You all step forward. And have you signed in?
Yes.
If you'll step forward and just raise your right hand. Please state the testimony you'll present today will be the truth. I guess at this point, is there any objection to the continuance to next month?
Well, we've taken off work, sir, to get here, and we'd have to take another day off work. We weren't told that they wanted to continue. This is the second time we've been here. He was asking for this liquor license last year.
I remember it.
I have the photographs here, and we've got a playground right there in front of it. We have children there, grandchildren. We just don't need a liquor store right
now. That end of our property is where all our three-bedroom apartments are. That's where we have all the children, the playground. Speaking for myself also, I also live in a three-bedroom there. And so if at the very most from his door to our playground is 100 yards, I mean, I think it's just way too close and it's bringing the wrong kind of crowd into the area. You know, it's bad enough with the Go-Mart already, with the liquor, you know, with the beer and stuff, and people walking by and throwing their trash, you know, our property. We end up with broken bottles and stuff already in the playground.
We have beer bottles thrown through one of the patio doors.
Yeah.
And one of the residents. But I have the pictures here, how close it is to our playground and our apartment.
Well, at this point today, I really just want to entertain the motion for continuance. We're not going to hear it on the merits from staff unless we deny the motion for continuance. I appreciate you taking off to be here, and they called, I guess, today to ask for the continuance. So I take that to mean that you're opposing the motion for continuance. Please state your name so we can just have them for our records.
My name is Liz Knight.
My name is Richard Lenzen, L-E-N-Z-E-N.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you might just want to clarify the consequences if we decide not to grant the continuance.
Well, the petitioner's not here to know it one way or the other. But if we do not grant the continuance, we can hear it and either approve it or deny it. Anything else, any questions for the petitioner or the public is here? Thank you so much. Is anyone else here to speak on this matter? I have a continuance, please step forward. I did not sign. Okay, go ahead and sign in person. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name.
My name is Dane Moore, and I'm one of the associate pastors of the Sycamore Church, and we own property that is approximately 50 yards from stated parcel land, and on that land, we have an office, and at that office, we have a variety of meetings. Some involve young children every Wednesday afternoon. On the property itself, we have continuous events that involve all ages right there, and like I just said, we are approximately 75 yards from where they desire to put that liquor store to our office entrance, and from the actual parcel of land that we own, we're only like 10 yards right across the street from that. And so we are opposed to it also, and I realize you just stated that opposed to continuance. Well, I'm stating my case against it, so yes, I'm opposed to a continuance also. I feel that there's no need for it. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Georgetown area very well or not, but we already have two places that sell liquor in Georgetown anyway. And so there's no need for a third. And our church office is there, not our church meeting place. Our church office in that property also hosts events for Southside Fire Department, where they involve a great deal amount of children also there. So we have a lot of events that involve children, and that road itself has a lot of traffic on it, and it's a very small, narrow, Grove Point Road is very small and narrow. So therefore, there's a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of foot traffic there after school and before school each day, Monday through Friday. That involves a lot of children also. So that's presenting our side of it. And I come in agreement with these individuals. I know where they live also. We're all very close together. Questions for me?
Questions for the pastor?
Yeah. Thank
you. Marcus. Any questions for staff?
Why is the petitioner not here?
The petitioner is not here because he requested that the item be continued. It is typical, as the chairman mentioned, that that we continue the items. He indicated that based on the staff recommendation, he wanted to meet with us between now and the next meeting to reconsider his petition in terms of what he may ask for, because we're recommending not denial. And I don't want to go too much into the hearing aspect of this, but that's why he's not here today. He had those reasons that are the reasons he gave us. I would like to make sure that the members of the public who just spoke understand that their testimony today is part of the record, so that will be a part of the board's deliberation in terms of how you all decide on this, whether you decide on it today or next month.
Well, and again, without getting into the weeds too much, Do you anticipate that the petitioner is going to say, "Now I don't want to sell liquor"?
No, I don't anticipate that.
Okay.
And your current recommendation is denial, I assume, is that right?
That's correct, sir.
And are there any other members of the community that have voiced through letters and whatnot their position on it?
We had a number of phone calls from individuals associated with the adjacent apartment complex and the adjacent church, other than just the gentleman who's here today from the church. Voicing opposition to the petition.
Anything in support of it?
Other than the petition, no.
I just reviewed briefly the procedural manual, and it appeared to me that if we vote not to grant a continuance, there's a period of time that has to occur prior to them being able to resubmit. One time period that I noticed was a year before, if they're in effect denied by virtue of a denial of a continuance. But then did I see that there was a 60-day window if we chose to allow them to reapply within 60 days?
That's correct.
Okay.
In this matter, I was looking over it last night, it seemed familiar. We denied this last year, didn't we?
There was a very similar petition request from a different petitioner. for the same use at the adjacent location. And that petition was denied. Well.
Mr. Chairman, I see no reason to grant a continuance. I move that we not do so.
Motion that we do not allow the continuance. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand to not allow a continuance. The motion is granted unanimously. The matter is we've denied the continuance. So that being said, we need to hear the merits of this matter, and this time we'll hear from staff.
Subject property is located at 2008 Grove Point Road. The petitioner is requesting use approval for use number 61C of the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance. As is true with the number of uses in the ordinance, use number 61C contains several different uses. Those uses include package stores, taverns, and nightclubs. As a request for use, the petitioner granted that use is summarily approved for any of the sub-uses within that group. So although the petitioner's intent is to establish packaged alcohol sales at that location, any of those other uses are technically would be allowed as well. As was mentioned earlier, a different petitioner requested this use back in 2012, actually. Based on the adjacency of residential properties and the adjacent zoning classification, which is RA, staff found at that time that the petition did not meet the merits of use approval as outlined in the zoning ordinance and recommended denial of the proposed use. The board at that time, upon hearing testimony from both the public and the petitioner, moved to deny the use, and the use was denied at that time. Staff is recommending today that the use be denied based on similar merits of the previous petition in terms of the adjacency to residential uses and the appropriateness, if you will, of the proposed use at this location. So our recommendation is for denial, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Marcus, did the applicant have anything that was in variance to what the previous application was that we denied?
The previous application was for the same use, 61C of the zoning ordinance, so it's very similar. It's the same, essentially, as the previous, just a different petitioner in that case.
And it's the same exact address location?
The previous location, let me show you the on this.
Bust everything.
They did.
Thank you.
tell you how much we hate technology now? So Marcus, do I understand that there is substantially no difference between this petition and the previous one? Except for the name of the petition?
I'd say that were, that was the case, yes.
Except for the name of the petition. Okay, well.
So this is an aerial map of the Grove Point Road area. This is King George, and Grove Point Boulevard is right here. As you come down Grove Point, there's a office, two office buildings on this corner. There's an existing gas store convenience station right here, and the subject property, which is actually a vacant lot. The previous petition was this property, and the property identified by the petitioner for this case is this property. The adjacent zoning classification is RA, which is residential agriculture. So essentially, other than this small commercial node here, the rest of the area on the southeast side of King George Boulevard is all residential. So that played a heavy weight in staff's recommendation, because even as you continue down King George, I'm sorry, down Grove Point, it continues to be a residential character in terms of the development pattern. Most of the more intense or heavier commercial uses are on the opposite side of King George, and staff believed that it was important to maintain that residential development pattern. Now, under the current zoning, which is PUDC, the proposed use is allowed, but as many uses are, is allowed with Board of Appeals approval, which means that you have to consider the site on its own merits and the use is not granted by right. The whole purpose of that is for situations just like this, where if that PUDC maybe were on the other side of the street, it might make more sense. In this case, with this adjacency to residential uses, staff's opinion was that it was not an appropriate use of that location.
Could you point out where the church property is so one of the respondents is from, please?
Is it?
You want me to show? That's our property, and then you went down just a little bit. That's our office area. Does that clarify?
Yes, sir. And the other two people in the room?
The playground's right across.
Just across from the tip of the yellow box right in there.
Right here.
That's all playground on that side.
And as I understand it, there are two other liquor package stores?
The existing convenience store here sells beer and wine, and then as I understand it, on the other side of King George Boulevard, there's a package store.
Any other questions of staff at this time? I know the petitioner's not here. For the individual from the public who spoke already, anything additional that you'd like to add at this time? No further discussion. Is there a motion on this matter?
I move we deny the petition since it will adversely affect the security of the residents and will be detrimental to the use of adjacent property owners in the general neighborhood area.
Second.
No further discussion. We'll vote at this time. I think we might have our technology working now. And the vote is unanimous to deny the request for the package store. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you so much.
Next item on our agenda is 29 Cardinal Road. There's a variance request to allow an additional electrical meter on a single family lot. And at this time, we'll hear from staff on this matter.
Mr. Chairman, this property is located at 29 Cardinal Road. The petitioner is seeking a variance to section 3-3 of the zoning ordinance, which requires that single-family residential lots be allowed a single electrical meter. We've discussed this particular provision in the ordinance a few times over the last couple of years, and as most of you know, the provision was initially established to avoid establishing multiple residences, individual residences on single-family lots and single-family neighborhoods. The petitioner in this case is constructing a new home at this site, which is under construction as we speak. The new home is near the frontage of Cardinal Road. As you can see, this particular lot is quite large. It's over 6 acres, which includes some wetlands and nearly 1,000 feet in depth. As most of the houses along Herb River, this house also has a dock and associated dock accessories at the rear of the property.
This property with a not dock, that's brand new dock that's kind of getting completed right there. Sir, is this a place where, is there a brand new dock there?
Right. Yeah, it is, that's right, okay. Yep.
Where's that where?
Probably seen it. So this is an aerial view of the property, and as you can see, it's unique in the fact that Cardinal Road is here. Most of the upland associated with the primary structure is in this location, and then there's sort of a natural causeway that leads out to the dock area. In discussions with the petitioner's agent, we've been apprised that Georgia Power is not thrilled about having certain types of infrastructure within that causeway, and also considering the length of that lot, it's been problematic establishing power at the dock area. As you can see on the survey here, the home is under construction at this location. There's some existing accessories, shed and workshop, and power up here. But getting power down this causeway to the dock area is inconvenient, to say the least. Based on these findings and the fact that this petition is clearly not what the ordinance was working to prevent when it was written, staff is recommending approval of allowing a second electrical meter at 29 Cardinal Drive.
Any questions of staff at this time?
I've got one, but I don't have a question. Maybe this is a better question of the petitioner, I guess. Why is a second meter needed?
I can probably speak a little bit to that, but he probably can explain it a little better. I think a lot of it has to do with the distance from the current power to down to the dock. It's over 700 feet, I believe, and the power will drop in that distance. But he can probably give you a little more technical background on that question.
Okay.
We'll hear from the petitioner at this time. Have you signed in, sir?
My name is Jack Roberts. I'm the owner of J. Roberts Construction.
Have you signed in, Mr. Roberts?
Required to run underground down there. So literally, I mean, it can be done, but you're talking about thousands of dollars to run two all copper wire down there. So it is a bit unusual, but it is a very unique piece of property. And but we've made attempts, like I say, to get an underground service down there, and Georgia Power will not cross this bridge. There's actually a bridge that was built here by the previous owner, and again.
So how do you get the power here?
Well, we already have approval. Georgia Power has come out. They added a pole here, and they will run underground and set a pad mount transformer here to go to the house.
Right.
If this is approved, they would come out of this pad mount transformer and run underground to here to the storage building and set the second meter. We will come out of this with an underground service by our electrical contractor here to the
box. Because it's within this buffer?
So then it's a sub-fed panel from the primary box at the storage building that you'll then take the rest of the way out to the dock.
We will be running off of
okay,
this.
Well. If they get approved, I'll let them know they're going to need
to get
some from the state.
If not, the only alternative is to run secondary
really
here off of the house.
So is it because of the new buffer stuff?
Calculate our amp drop all the way down to here.
Sorry, I can't hear good.
There is no opportunity for a second family to move on to this property.
Any other questions of the petitioner?
I would like to add one thing. Just the storage building here is very simple 16 by 24 building. It is permitted separately at the county.
Well, my immediate area of the property, I don't have any concern that you're going to have a second residence there.
Well, with 80 amps, they really
any other questions
too much
this?
Out there.
Is anyone here from the public on this matter?
That's just enough, like, for a pump or something. Or
any additional questions of staff?
We could ask them to
not all entertain
make a restriction that there'd be no.
Was the staff's recommendation to approve? I make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation.
Excuse me. Before you make this, Jeff brought a point up that there's a possibility with power out there they could run have some sort of a structure out on the dock. And could you all add to your motion that there will be no habitable structure out on the dock?
Yes.
Please, that way there won't be any confusion about anything.
There will be no habitable structure on the dock.
As long as there be no.
Set properly.
Thank you.
I didn't need to build anything like that anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to, but things happen.
Is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
Okay. So I move that we approve staff's recommendation with the provision, additional provision, that there are no habitable structures located at dock location.
Second.
All right. Probably moving second with that.
That should cover it.
Additional?
I mean, the chances are slim.
I understand. That way it's not, there's no confusion. They don't have to mess with the state.
That passes unanimously. Pull up the rest of your bill. Next item on our agenda is 125. I've never been able to pronounce the street name.
I think it's Goody. That's what I've been saying.
Is it Goody? Goody Trail.
Yes.
Rear yards variance request, and we will hear from staff this time.
If you were German, you would pronounce it Goody.
Mr. Chairman, the property in question is located, as you mentioned, at 125 Goody Trail. The petitioner is requesting a 5-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement in construction in conjunction with the proposed addition to an existing single-family residence. I've got some elevations of the proposed construction, but this is an area as it exists now, the subject area for addition is in this location at the rear. The current requirement of the zoning ordinance is 25 feet from the rear, most of the rear point of the structure in terms of the setback, and the petitioner is requesting would be 20 feet from that line. In this text map, you can see the subject property here at the end of Gildy Trail at the cul-de-sac. You will find attached to your agenda a letter from an adjoining property owner who has indicated that his support of the proposed addition. We do like to add those as part of the record. The petitioner's intent is to establish this porch addition on the rear of the property. You can see the side elevation here where it would come off of the existing rear porch. There's also a 20-foot drainage easement at the rear of the house that separates the abutting property in this location. The petitioner's construction will not impact that 20-foot drainage easement. Based on the vegetative buffer that surrounds the house on three sides and the limited impact of the proposed construction, staff is recommending approval of a 5-foot rear yard setback variance.
Any questions of staff at this time? No? Thank you. Here from the petitioner? Mr. Brooks, have you already signed in?
Yes, sir.
Please wait right in. It's for the testimony you present to be the truth.
Good morning. I'm Josh Brooks. I'm here on behalf of the owner, John Marr Housing. I can only echo what he said, and that we wish to propose a 5-foot reduction in the setback line. If you'll notice on this particular map, this lot at 387 has a 20-foot drainage easement, which will not be impeded. The surrounding lots on either side, for some reason, only have a 10-foot. For some reason, this lot was designated as a 20-foot. That remains completely intact. As he said, there's a vegetative buffer, which is higher than the roof line surrounding the property, which is almost completely camouflaged from all surrounding neighbors. To our knowledge, there are no opposition for any of the neighbors. In fact, we do have an immediate neighbor support in writing. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Would you identify the immediate neighbor's lot on that tax map, please?
386.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Immediately south.
48. And how about lot number 11? How do they feel about it?
Do you know them? If you could go back to the aerial map, I think you can give us a pretty good indication of how much vegetation is between all neighbors around, completely surrounded.
Now that picture is reversed. Is that rotated 180 degrees from the tax map? Okay, thank you.
Because of the vegetation, it was hard to get a decent aerial image.
And you'll notice too that the porch addition is also approximately 34 to 36 inches below the existing roof line, so it is lower than the existing structure that's there now.
Okay. Any other questions of the petitioner?
What will the roof be constructed? Well, the roof is shingled to match the house, and it's an open porch, so it's just got wood beams and ceilings.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thanks. Was that a plug?
Yeah.
Very well done.
That's called shameless self-promotion there.
Is that a legal term?
Yeah. I'll ask John to borrow my stone. Anyone from the public on this matter? I'll entertain a motion this time.
I move move for staff's recommendation.
Second.
And moved and properly seconded that we move to accept staff's recommendation of approval of this petition. We'll vote this time.
They need a permit for whatever they do. Okay. I'll let them know.
Next item on our agenda, 2208 Gamble Road. It's filed about 2161 Mark City. Simply the same petition?
These are the same petitioner, two different properties, but very similar in their nature in terms of what what's being requested.
I move between the board that we combine the hearing on these two matters.
Second.
All right, we'll do that. All right, so we hear from staff now, and it's time combining the agenda items 5 and 6 for purposes of hearing the testimony.
Mr. Chairman, the properties at 2208 and 2161 Gamble Road are what we would consider light industrial uses associated with a company called West Chatham Warning Devices. They provide a number of services, including the lights and sirens that you see on police cars and fire trucks, etc. What they're proposing at both of these properties is to establish canopies over existing parking lots. Just to give you sort of an idea, this is the end of Gamble Road here, Veterans Parkway, Interstate 516 area. In this aerial map, you can see the property located right here. So this portion of Gamble Road is mostly industrial, warehouses, etc. And the petitioner's intent is to establish canopies over existing parking. In the case of 2208 Gamble Road, they're requesting a 32-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement. And in this particular case, typically a variance of that degree, we would probably not recommend approval for, particularly in a front yard. However, as you can see, Gamble Road dead ends right here, and there are no other uses beyond this drive which serves the uses here. So we believe that mitigates the impact of the proposed encroachment. In terms of 2161 Gamble Road, and you'll be able to see in the site plan what's being proposed here. So this is an existing warehouse, parking area, drive island parking, and this is a portion of the parking that abuts another light industrial property that's mostly container storage, and they're proposing the canopy in this location. So because it's been determined that these canopies constitute structures, they were required to meet the setback requirements. On the 2161 property, they're requesting a 15-foot variance from the 25-foot building setback. And as I mentioned, on the 2208 Gamble Road property, they're requesting a 32-foot variance from the 37.5-foot front yard setback. And that was the one that we indicated that was at the end of the dead-end road. We are recommending approval on both of these variance requests and believe that the impact will be minimal, if any, based on the construction that's been presented to us by the petitioner's agent.
Any questions of staff at this time?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone here from the petitioner on this matter?
Mark Kratz, I'm with Kern Engineering here in Savannah, and I'm representing Mr. Patrick Paget.
Mr. Kratz, have you signed in?
I have.
All right, please raise your right hand. Do you swear to testimony you'll present with the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Like Marcus said, we are just asking for variances to the building setbacks based on the fact that we're just doing light construction of covered canopies, open on all four sides. He just uses that to prep his vehicles. This one right here, I will mention that property to the northwest would probably never be developed because it's been denoted as a landfill. I think it's being utilized as storage for containers, but technically you can't go out there and build anything on because it's a landfill. And then also on the other parcel of property, just to mention that it's kind of a unique shape of property, and that's what kind of constitutes such a large building setback variance request, is the property's not deep, it parallels Gamble Road. So, and we're here to answer any other questions that you may have.
Any questions of the petitioner? I see the answer is no. Do you want to hear from the public to speak on this matter? Hearing none, will we entertain a motion on this matter?
I move we accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Properly moved and seconded that we accept staff's recommendation to approve the front yard setback requested in items 5 and 6 on our agenda. We need to vote twice here, Congress.
I can put you in for the other.
It's been approved unanimously. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Marcus, Bob, Jeff, anything else to review the order? Anyone else?
I think the only thing left to add is to welcome Mr. Krebs for the record and Mr. Corsi, who will join us on next month. I know this board has struggled along in a number of cases over the last couple of years waiting to get a full board appointed by the county, and it's done. So we have a full 7-member board with a couple of members absent today. Of course, we did hear from Ms. Hitch and Mr. Blackburn, who were not able to be here today, but we look forward to being able to continue to serve the public and not have unwanted continuances moving forward.
I do wish to add to that. We may have struggled, but we did it with vigor and
and good humor.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, thanks, everybody. We're done.